Monday, the House voted through a bill that would increase the permanent fund dividends up to about $2,700. And it seemed to split the majority coalition. Is that throwing a wrench into budget proceedings as a few remaining days are left for the regular session?
Well, it not only split the majority coalition, it split the Republican minority as well. It's a really tough thing because you're considering individual economics, and then you're also considering what the effect on state services are. And so, you know, last year we proposed and passed over a comprehensive, sustainable budget that would have solved these problems, but the unfortunately, the Senate didn't take up any of the diversification of state revenues. So we are left here in this position of trying to balance our budgets with very limited revenue, and then not only have that vote, which was a combined vote to say yes, but then you have to get the votes to pass the budget, which is a different combination of people. So we're now in the compromise and trying to figure out what exactly works so that we don't overdraw the permanent fund earnings reserve and makes an unsustainable system out of this.
In the Senate has favored drawing from that fund to pay for government as well as the House. The Senate favors a 5.25% draw, 3/4 of that going to government and 1/4 going to dividends. And the House has favored a 4.75% draw with 2/3 going to government and 1/3 going to PFDs. And with this added into the budget on the House side, is that going to overdraw on the earnings reserve if one of these measures makes it into the budget?
What passed was would have been equivalent to a 6.5% draw from the earnings reserve, which everyone knows is unsustainable. So that was a real problem. The amendment that I had offered was for a $1,600 dividend, which would have related to a 5.25% draw, which is sustainable for a couple of years. You can take a little bit more, but everybody knows that in the long term, 4.75 to 5% is the, you know, long-term sustainable level of the draw. Frankly, I'm concerned that if we pay too much in a year or two, then there will be no permanent fund dividend in about 3 or 4 years, because it'll overdraw that fund, and that's where the money has to come from. In the end, the only solution is additional revenues, either from increasing oil taxes or from having a broad-based tax or both, and we'll just have to see if we can get there sometime. You know, we just haven't had cooperation from the other side, but we're trying to cooperate on these issues and try and work things out.
Well, thank you for your time, Representative Seaton.
Sure.